Jeff Green.
Dominion Terrace.
Shit, what happened to you? Were you at the Dominion?
Don't you know everything?
I try to stay abreast.
Don't worry, Malin. I missed you by a whole 5 blocks.
I'm a slippery character. You ready for the big show?
As usual, you know more than I do. Just cycle me, would you?
Very much for taking lunch at the most important time. You have no idea how many calls. What the hell happened to you?
Orgy, second floor. Sorry you weren't there.
Well, you better get cleaned up fast, because this thing could go down any minute.
Yes, and what is happening? Maybe if they told me more, I'd be more responsible.
It's a platinum visa. Platinum. I mean, since I've been here, there've only been 5 transports in total, and all of them lousy yellow embassy tickets. I was hoping that maybe I'd see a gold before I died. Of course, when the embargo set in, I wrote that off. Who could it possibly be? I thought they'd shut down all travel. While I've got you listening, we have to talk about the desk. I mean, when I first came into this apartment, I was able to use the spare desk, and it was pretty handy, let me tell you. And then there was the big reshuffle, and now suddenly it's like you're gonna start your reign by taking all the free desk space. And so I go to Merkins, and he says you can do whatever you want. And now I have to organize the big file from the lunch counter. It's not as if you're doing any more with it than stacking the old monitors when we have to clear the back access. And speaking of which, does this mean that whoever is traveling platinum is gonna come in through the alley? Because that seems just stupid.
This is the voice of America. The destruction of the building known as Dominion Terrace has
Do
been
we have
executed.
To listen to that?
This building has been positively identified as primary operations center for the terrorists known as Cannon, whose recent deployment of a SEMP bomber in Los Angeles International Airport resulted in a loss.
Oh, weren't we a little bit of ooh, I almost got blowed up touchy. Maybe a little PMS? Post-Mayhem syndrome?
God, you're a jerk.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'm guessing the PM knows full well where these Cannon clowns are at, and they could shut them down in a minute if they wanted. I mean, how hard could it be to profile somebody who's willing to swallow a pill that turns them into a bomb, for Christ's sake? And why can't they detect them in scans?
The pill dissolves, leaving subatomic catalysts that create a resonance.
I'm not stupid. I know how a SEMP works. But there has to be a way to read the difference in a body that's carrying one. I'm guessing they'll figure it out pretty quick. And then where will these Cannon creeps get their jollies? I mean, what are they so upset about anyway? A bit of annexing, a couple of embargoes? It could be a lot worse.
Will you please shut up?
Yeah, you know what freaks me out? It's the rumors of this mega simp I've been hearing. Have you heard of this? Well, like, a regular simp will cause the atomic structure of a person's body to momentarily align and send out this huge electromagnetic pulse, right? Simultaneously frying their brain pans. So these little magneto-martyrs are killing themselves just to shut down some computers or wipe out a few control systems, right? Well, they say that now there's this new little wrinkle in the works. Supposedly, it does the same thing. It's just a little pill, right? Except it doesn't just cause the subatomic resonance in the person that took the pill. It sends out a pulse that causes anybody standing nearby to do the same thing. And every time more than one of these goes off at the same time, it increases the effective radius of the blast exponentially, and they have no idea what the upper limit for this blast radius might be, right? So if, say, this happened in a stadium or at a concert and one went off, it could cause hundreds or maybe thousands to go off at the same time, and that might create a blast radius big enough to take in an entire city, which might make it big enough to affect a continent. I mean, it might make the sun go nova for all we know.
Where do you pick up this stuff?
Don't criticize the backnets. In some ways, I think I'm better informed than you are.
Everybody's better informed than I am.
Can we talk about this desk? I mean, I just may take this back to Merkins, you know. I think he likes me now, and he likes me.
They're here. Get ready.
We're on. You guys ready?
Ready. Madam Prime Minister.
At ease, please. Your discretion in this matter is prescribed. If you have a problem with that, you should reread your security agreement. For all intents and purposes, I am traveling incognito. For the minutes that I'm here, you may call me Lucy. Here is my ticket.
Of course. This will take a minute. By authority of the Interim State Security Collective of the New United States of America, you are hereby issued all authorization and override protocols for free transport of the Right Honorable Lucinda Tantalus, Prime Minister of the Congruent Commonwealths of Canada, to the following coordinates.
Prime Minister... Lucy, why are they letting you travel?
Can it, Parlin?
No, that's all right. How long will this take?
We're all charged here, but they have to verify these codes and send us the lock signal. I don't know these coordinates. I can't say how long.
What is your name?
Bran, ma'am.
Well, Bran, you are witness to the last parley, a symbolic gesture. They have allowed me, and only me, of all our great nation, to break the isolation and go amongst them. They believe that this will somehow make it easier for us to accept that they intend for us to die.
Die?
After the LAX incident, they intend to shut down the border, cut all trade. How long before this turns into some kind of cleansing, I cannot say. I will not wait to see it.
This sounds historic. Why isn't it being broadcast?
They think I'll drop a bomb. They think I'd sacrifice my own life to take out a TV studio or a conference center. They've gone mad. They're going to tape it at a distance and splash it over tonight's news. I'm to be paraded in public, you see, at the center of a basketball stadium in downtown Miami, with no electronic equipment within 100 yards. They'll probably have a crowd. What's wrong with you?
It's just that... Have you heard of the Megasimp?
Megasimp?
It's a kind of new generation electromagnetic body bomb that causes the people nearby to become bombs and start a chain reaction. Haven't they heard of that?
Apparently not.
Bran, will you lay off with that?
Well, it's just that if there was such a thing, then this would be the perfect time to deploy it, wouldn't it? I mean, a stadium, and then Miami, and then the world.
Not the world.
Here we go. I'm getting first response. I guess that's the stadium there. You've got quite a crowd.
Good. What do I do?
Just stand there. That's right. That's it. They sand lock in a few seconds, then you'll be there.
May I have some water?
What was that?
I have a slight headache.
Get ready.
I guess the tricky thing would be timing, wouldn't it? Because if you went off too early or too late, it
I've
might...
I've been told it can be triggered by holding one's breath.
So, you do know.
5 seconds.
You.
God help us all.
Brennan, did anyone ever tell you that you talk too much?
Shut up, Bran.
But don't you see? She's gonna... It...
Shut up, Bran.
But she took it. You saw her.
She had a headache.
And it's about to get a lot worse.
Shut up, Bran.
Well, then can we talk about the desk now? I say it's my desk, and I'm taking it back. Xyla? Xyla? What was that?
Featured the voices of Christopher Handfield as Mela.
You guys ready?
Leslie Crate as Xyla Jova.
You'll be fine!
Alan Neal as Bran Parlin.
Could be a lot worse.
And Lorraine Ansell as Lucinda Tantalus. Music by Little Joker. Special thanks to Dan Youngs and the Tuesday Night Zaphod Scream Team. Bomb was written and produced by Jeff Green.